It's a Daily Talk Show, episode 366.
What is happening, guys?
Happy Tuesday.
Yeah, it's Tuesday. And I tell you, I got such a great laugh from my child's daycare workers. No, what are they? They're childcare workers at my kid's daycare centre. Because I told Bodie when I picked him up last week, because it's a long weekend, I said to Bodie, say to them, see you next Tuesday.
That is very funny.
It's a cute way of a kid saying the C word.
And did it get a laugh?
Oh, they loved it. Okay. I think it also helps when it's coming from a kid like Bodie because they're
with
like
a mullet.
Yeah, because they're like, this kid, if he's saying see you next Tuesday now and he has no idea, imagine what he will be saying.
Bit so grumpy. Anyway. I did like also, before we do the reveal, we've got a big black cloth.
Guys, you need to go to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/The Daily Talk Show, to see this reveal, but we'll get to that soon.
You did a poll yesterday.
Yes. So Bodie and I, you know what, like you start realizing because Bodie goes to daycare full time. Mm. So the time that I have with him is only what, on the weekends, at night, in the morning. I would, if I was super wealthy, all I'd do is this show and hang out with Bodie. Amy, I love you. But I'd do that. Like, I think I would definitely want to give more time to him. But so we're hanging and I'm just thinking, what can we do?
Like, do you ask him?
Oh, I mean, I say, you want to go to the park?
You want to go to the park.
Yeah, see, here's the problem. It's the presupposition. You're sort of putting the words in his mouth because as soon as you say, do you want a baby chino? baby chino. Yeah. Do you want to go to the park? Yeah, park. So sometimes, I do ask him, but usually it's just telling him what I kind of want.
Does it work if you were to say like, oh, do you want to pick up your toys?
Yeah, you can tell him, can you go pick up your toys? He does it. He listens. Excited. Yeah, he listens. Go put this nappy in the bin and he'll run over or, you know, really? Carry these nappies in the supermarket.
Is that common for babies to put their own nappies in their bin?
They like order. And a lot of them like instructions to feel like they're doing something. So he does. And I don't know if it's, you know, I've only got one kid. I can't speak for.
Less likely to shit your pants if you have to chuck it out, do you reckon?
I don't know.
When I accidentally shit my pants at the golf course, we actually chucked them out. That's how bad it was. It wasn't even like a wash.
Mate, it's a solid move. It is a bit of a gronk move because someone else has to deal with that bin. Anyway, so yesterday it started raining and I wanted to take Bodie to the park. You can't go to the park when it's raining. Slides are all wet. It's fucked. It's cold. Miserable. And so we went to – I knew this McDonald's car park that I've wanted to do the show, the Daily Talk Show in the early days. I remember how I was like, meet me here. Anyway, somehow we didn't do it.
That's right, yeah.
But it's this McDonald's on Malvern Road, I think it is, and it's in Paran. And – it's got this epic playground that kind of snakes out from the building and around and in. It's like slides and shit. It's epic and it's like 4 or 5 meters high in the air. And so I took Bodie there and I did a little Insta story, did a poll just saying, is it a gronk move to come to McDonald's, use the playground, but not buy a single thing?
I would say no. Like I thought that was going to be the answer across the board. I was expecting a much sort of higher response of no.
I'll tell you what. Your brother thinks yes. He thinks it's a gronk move. There's a few people I'm disappointed with that have come through with the yes vote. Hayden Dibb. Fuck you, Hayden Dibb. Who else? Andre Barber. Coconut Crew. Go fuck yourself, mate.
The reason I feel comfortable is I feel like I have a lifetime membership with McDonald's. Like McDonald's is the one area that I can go to the toilet. Because it's almost like a Virgin Australia lounge. I feel like it's like, oh, hey, John, how are you going? Today. Just going to. A
few other people I'm disappointed in. Pete Shepherd.
Are you really going to go through the whole list?
BK, it's just because you're a vegan, you don't like the joint. Who else here? Josh Atkinson. Fuck you, mate.
Is there any vegan option? I guess you can get chippies.
You can get a burger bun with no meat in it. Other than cheese.
Can we do this? I've got another riddle for you soon. But let's do this. That's related to McDonald's.
I just want to say 3D Dill and Mr. 97 had my back in the poll, which took us. Final consensus was 22 votes to 21 votes. So coming in at a 51% say, no, you don't have to buy shit.
I think the Daily Talk Show said yes, but it wasn't me.
Who was it?
Wasn't me.
I don't know
and it wasn't was. Me, then who the fuck was it?
I don't know
it?
Who it was.
We have to double check that.
Yeah.
Well, we can't work it out.
No, well, we can at least check if it was yes, but I'm pretty sure it was. Yes, yeah. Anyway, okay. Let's all do right. the reveal. Are we going to stand this? Up for it or no?
No, no, no. Okay, we'll be out of shot. Okay, okay, so let's just pull one, out towards you.
One,
towards you.
Two, three.
There yes, there it is.
Was it as anticlimactic as you
we,
thought?
We don't have sound effects. We would love some. Can we just, there's five of us in this room. Just give it a clap. Thank you.
It actually sounds quite good when you do that.
So this is our brand new branding for the Daily Talk Show.
I'm 3D Dill did the design.
Yeah, mate. I don't care what they say about you. You're looking sharp today. You've had a fresh new haircut and you're a weapon when it comes to just getting shit done, design-wise, life-wise.
Can you can you describe the logo and the meaning behind it?
Me?
Yeah. Well, you designed it.
So. Yeah, I designed it.
You are the Johnny Ive of the show.
All right, let me get into persona.
Okay, great.
No, I can't do that. It encapsulates.
Go on.
Basically, the logo tries to capture the essence and like the principles of what Tommy and Josh and the Daily Talk Show are all about, Mr. 97 included, because he's awesome.
If you can't say it's just a squeegee. Yeah. No, it's not. It's not. But, it's more than that.
It's got a strong blue.
Yeah,
we definitely don't have to. Literally, you just tried a bunch of different things and it worked.
Yeah.
It
yeah. Sorry, you finished?
There was no real like process or purpose behind it. It was kind of throwing things around until we found something that looked good,
which is the values of our show.
Yeah, yeah.
As
yeah.
well.
Yeah. It was kind of haphazardly put together.
Mm-hmm.
And
good tagline.
Then we kind of BS'd a little bit of stuff to kind of say pushing forward and forward thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That arrow there, the blue, that's looking forward.
Yeah, and which is also really represented through our new website. But how many logos do you think you've had created for the multiple heaps. Businesses? Just what's the number?
Oh, maybe six.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be at about six. My first Tom Jacket personal training.
Had your own logo?
Yeah, it was horrible.
Josh Jansen Productions had one, JJP all together.
Fun Fit Health was my other business. Mm-hmm. Aussie Spunks.
That was a stripping business.
A stripping business. Frisbee & Co., my production company, and then Big Media Company, and then the Daily Talk Show. So including all of these, I've had six.
Yeah, it's
pretty
impressive.
I think you end up sort of attaching meaning to – I think they're much like tattoos. Unless you kind of really are arty farty and you've been designing it yourself and you've brought in, you know, you've got your chakra because you love, you know, I don't know, channeling your chakras. But I think we attach meaning to the designs, which is, I think, when Josh had his, like my, I showed Conspiracy Jimmy and he said, run me through the meaning of it and stuff. I was like, I don't know, mate. I just got sent this from 3D Dill. But then I asked Dill when I got here. This was weeks and weeks ago. And he kind of went through and then you said before he started, I've got my thinking. I'll let you know after you finish, Dill. Which I think I liked it.
Yeah.
I like the sort of where you land with it.
Well, I feel like every single time I go to show the background of my phone, there's always a notification, which I really struggle with.
You don't have to worry now. It's right here.
But the thing is that definitely I feel like I've gotten used to it over time. Like you like it more and more. But I need to take – I was telling Bree, just like, can you spend a weekend where you're not thinking about the show? Because I was thinking about it a lot.
Yeah, I was doing some sort of brainstorming stuff. I think that's what happens, right?
It's because it's on my phone.
Every single time,
I'm just like, oh, the show, we're getting the new logo on Tuesday. And then I start thinking about like, oh, I go down a rabbit hole. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to update it to a photo of Bree and I.
Yeah. Well, logos don't matter unless you like it. So we like it and that's all that matters,
right? Are you ready for this little game?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. I'll spell a word. And you say
the word.
You say the word.
Yeah.
M C D O N.
Am I meant to jump in?
L D S.
McDonald's.
Okay. Ready for the next one?
Yeah, I'm ready for the next one.
Oh, actually, no. I spelled it. No, that's fine. And then M A C D D. G L E.
Mac. You can't say it. It's not a word.
D O O.
I've lost.
GLE.
You cooked it the first time.
Dude. You fucked it. There was like, that was nonsensical word. That wasn't a word.
Two D's, two G's.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Hang on. Let me do it again.
So it was Mac.
You guys are annoying me.
M-A-C.
Okay. Here we go. M-A-C-D-O-O-G-L-E.
McDougal.
Yeah, MacDougal.
Okay. M-A-C-H-I-N-E.
Mac Hine.
It's machine.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's where you get you.
I just saw it on an Instagram.
On the Mac. Yeah.
I saw it on an Instagram
post. That's a good one. I like that. Machine. Yeah, yeah.
It was a little trick.
Because you get so fucking caught up in the look of the first one, and then you're like, oh, he's changed it to Mac.
Well, it's like machine, like not machines. Now I've got it stuck in my head. That was actually one problem. You know, when you can do like, what is it called? Where you like say a word and then someone says another word back.
Yeah.
And I would get transfixed on the word wallet. Doesn't matter what they would say. I'd say wallet back. We'll do it very quickly. I'll say a word. Cup.
Hat.
Sandwiches.
T-shirt.
I've thrown myself by saying sandwiches. It's not very relevant. Do it again. Say another word.
It doesn't have to be relevant. Well, it has to be.
Well, it should be somewhat connected, I think. Okay. Or what, the first thing that comes to mind, which is weird.
Yeah.
I said sandwiches. Yep. Go again.
Microphone.
Fuck. See, I was going to say sandwiches again. For some reason, I'm stuck on sandwiches. It's like the wallet gate. Let's try it one more time. You say a word.
Yep. Phone. You can just say
table tennis.
Microphone stand.
Glass.
Hat.
Shoes.
Teeth.
Whitening.
Eyes.
Nose.
Mac.
Laptop.
Machine.
McDonald's.
Camera.
Phone.
Harry.
Barry.
Larry.
Sally. There we go. That's a good game. I'm glad we did that.
I like it, but I don't like it.
Yeah.
I just want to keep playing it, but it's a bit silly.
Yeah.
I saw
Elton John, the movie.
I didn't know there was one out.
Rocket Man.
Oh, okay. Now Rocket Man's his song, but I saw Josh Pittman post about having seen it.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a trailer for it, dude out on the piano. Anyway, any good?
No, I'm telling you, it's a movie. I know
it's a movie, but you don't see movies, so I'm very surprised.
Yeah. No, it's great.
I mean, out of the movies you do choose, they're very questionable.
Well, documentaries I typically watch.
Biopics? Is this a new thing for you?
Well, musicals. I reckon anything that just leans into it, not a film that just has a couple of songs.
Yeah.
The other one I'm interested in is the one where the guy goes back in time. And no one knows the Beatles exist. Do you know about this?
No.
I've heard that one.
No one knows the Beatles exist.
Well, so this guy's like playing a song.
Mm.
And it's a Beatles song. And they're like, oh my God, that's amazing. He's like, it's a Beatles song. And they're like, who? And so he becomes famous by just singing the Beatles.
Yeah. This was kind of like my question of if you could have knowledge about a company that no one else knew.
Sure.
Which would you choose? Would you create Google if no one knew what Google was? Would you create Facebook, Snapchat?
I felt like I dreamt this. Was this in a podcast or something as well?
Yeah, we did it on the show.
Did we do it on our show?
Yeah, we did it on this show. Yeah, we did it. Even 3D Deals.
This is like episode 343 or 344.
What invention would you... I think it was the invention thing.
Yeah.
What would be the invention that you would come up with? The toilet. You'd be, you know, if you created the... I think it was Thomas Crapper. Look up that. You know those things you heard as a kid when you were a kid? It was like, oh. So how I remember it is a family friend's grandfather was Thomas Crapper.
Yeah, it's a bullshit or
something,
story.
Something like that. Well, look it up, Thomas Crapper.
Well, we had at our place, we used to have a pool.
Yeah.
And you know how there's the chemical so that if you piss in the pool, it goes green?
No.
And
doesn't
I actually
ex- doesn't exist.
This is the thing. I remember as a kid realizing that my dad, you know, like when you have a realization that your parents aren't as smart as you thought. And it was when dad had the pool guy over. He goes, now, could we get some of the chemical?
No. Oh, no.
And the guy was like, mate, that doesn't exist.
Was that the first time your dad worked out?
That's what's so embarrassing. Gee, that or the time that he measured how much grass that we needed for our... And he fucked it so bad that we needed to create this whole garden bed to sort of help save face.
That lie got really cemented for me when my cousin, who moved, he grew up in Australia, moved to London.
Mm.
He told me, it's like, yeah, over in England, it's a thing. And then I was like,
the pool thing you're talking?
Yeah, the pool thing. He was saying it's red. Anything about Thomas Crapper, Mr. 97?
So apparently he's an English plumber.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, we cooked that, Josh. But the company, he created a company that owns the world's first bath, toilet and sink showroom.
Okay.
Not the actual first toilet.
Yeah.
I mean, so is the crap, is that connected in any way?
Yeah, I reckon. You'd have to think I'm going to have a, doing a crapper.
Doing a crap.
Yeah, but you can refer to the toilet as a crapper.
Yeah, sure.
It's a real but Aussie.
You know how they say, like, bogus. If you've got a last name, you're more likely to become, like if your last name's Osteo.
Yeah.
You know, James Osteo, you're more likely to become an osteopath.
Yeah. I said something pretty dumb over the weekend. And you know, when you realize you've said it as you're just saying the words, you're like, oh my God.
That's how I sound.
I was remembering a dessert. I blew out this fucking weekend. It was a massacre.
I only blew out Saturday and then Sunday.
Good boy.
No. I just realized how bad I've been. It's just my pants. And I caught up with Peter Shepherd and we were talking food. I found a great, I'm going to start eating eggplant.
Okay, great.
10 minutes in the microwave anyway.
Go. No worries. But yeah, so we were just sniffing around at my mum and dad's place wanting to eat some naughty food after we'd made some homemade pizzas. And I was like trying to think about what could we make in this house? Like what ingredients? It was almost what was that? Surprise chef. It was like, we take the ingredients in your house and we make something awesome.
That's the stone. What's his name?
I can't remember his name. Fuck. It was a show when we were young. It was
Curtis Stone.
Oh, Curtis Stone.
Curtis Stone did the American version.
Okay.
He goes and says, oh, what's in your, I'll make something for you with whatever's in your trolley.
So I was like remembering this treat that we'd had at my old house when I was growing up and in the kitchen. I just remember such vivid memories of cooking this thing. I was like, oh, what is it? What's the name of it? It's like, they're like dumplings that are like cooking in this golden syrup. My brother goes, you mean golden syrup dumplings?
Is that a thing?
It's a thing.
I don't think it's that dumb because I didn't know that it existed.
Well, for someone who had it a lot of times as a kid. Mm. And so I did a bit of researching. Golden syrup dumplings is an Australian treat.
So it's sweet.
Oh, they're like, pretty much all the ingredients are milk, self-raising flour, sugar, butter, and golden syrup. And and so they're just bread dumplings. And you just create these things and you cook them in this like pot that has sort of syrup in the milk and you just pop them in.
And did you floating. Make them?
I didn't have the ingredients. But I went down the rabbit hole. Nothing. I went home and ate a ice cream when I got back home. It's really disappointing. I just felt guilty. But I think we should do golden syrup dumplings.
On a Fat Friday.
On a Fat Friday for 3D Deal. Because can you just look up that or has he got it?
I had it up. You were saying the recipe is spot on.
Yeah, but so, oh, thanks, mate. But does it say about it's an Australian treat?
It's an Aussie.
Because I don't think there's much Australian stuff out.
Lamingtons.
Lamingtons, meat pie. But
no, like sweet stuff, pavlova.
Oh, yeah, I guess. No, we're pretty good.
But do you think this is an Asian-inspired?
Yeah, they're ripping off the dumpling.
Yeah.
I mean, Russians do dumplings. Chinese do dumplings.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of people that do dumplings.
It wouldn't be my go-to dessert.
No.
And that's the thing. That's like I know that I'm just eating for the sake of eating when I
having golden,
hate golden having syrup. Golden syrup dumplings. Because at that point, definitely. I'm just having it for the sugar.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
I watched a doco. Have you heard of Hotel Coolgardie?
No.
It's this doco where these two Finnish girls, is that how you say it? If they're Finns? Finnish?
Yeah, Finnish.
Mm-hmm.
Two Finnish girls go to a country town in Australia, in a mining town.
Oh, no. Bad choice.
And they work as in the bar. And it is the most horrendous thing you've ever seen.
It's real?
Yes.
It's a doco?
It's a documentary.
And so what? It's about their experience?
Yes.
Like the mining stuff is like I've had mates work up on the mines. My friend, he now lives over in South America, but he spent quite a bit of time on these mines, and he said all these idiots here are spending their money on hookers and alcohol.
Yeah,
he's like, I'm saving. He bought a house in Frankston. It was a lovely place with a view of the water and shit. But he was saving his cash.
Yeah.
Years ago.
Yeah,
and so you can. I mean, if you just extrapolate from men like that and imagine throwing alcohol in at a bar. I can imagine it would be fucking disgusting.
Well, yeah, a lot of like alcoholics and stuff like that. But it's on Amazon Prime. I finally used my Amazon Prime account for video. You can stream, you can watch videos.
Ah, well, didn't you have an Amazon Prime account? Isn't that just for
delivery?
Yeah.
But you also get, this is an integration, it sounds like it, but you also get videos.
They just throw that
Not another teen movie I watched. Oh, do you guys know, Mr. 97, do you know that film?
No.
No.
It's very old. Do you know Scream?
I've seen like the cover of it. Oh, you've seen the
mask?
What do you mean the cover of it?
Well, just like...
At a Blockbuster?
Nah, it's actually just online, just like an IMDb and stuff.
Oh, okay.
God, the kid hasn't seen a physical cassette tape or VHS tape in his life.
Have you ever actually been to a Blockbuster?
Yeah, I used to go back in the day.
Have you inserted a tape into a machine?
Not that I can remember. I think we went straight to DVDs.
Have you blown into a cartridge?
No.
Okay. Yeah, that's...
Do you know what I mean, though?
Yeah. No, it's a privileged DVD.
Yeah.
You know, you'd press the button, it would flip it back and...
Yeah. For all the Sega and shit like that.
Yeah. I mean, gone are the times of that for Mr. 97's era.
To be honest, I'm glad that Blockbuster doesn't exist now based on just my ability to do admin. Well, I just think I'd get so many fines, you'd think.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was surprised last night, speaking of admin, when you posted a photo of our mate Seth Godin. Mm. And what did you write on there? Was that you even?
Yeah, Monday night inspiration, rewriting book inspiration or something.
Yeah, I mean, I tend to not bring it up because I just feel a bit, you know, I feel for you, bro.
Yeah, why do you feel, everything's fine.
Okay, no, as long as everything's fine.
Can you actually explain what's going on for people who have just joined us in the last 3 months?
Seth Godin is a guru in the marketing space. He's written multiple best-selling books.
18, I think.
He's someone we look to as very inspirational and very wise. And we had the opportunity of interviewing him at his office in just outside of New York City. Mm-hmm. So much fun.
Yeah.
Like, I can't wait to – I want to go back over the footage just because I was doing a bit of vlogging, but we haven't really released much of that footage. Yeah. But it was such a big deal for us and we went there and
it was
interviewed
him. Hastings on Hudson is the town and it's like – greenery and it's like it's just outside Manhattan. It's sick.
It's worlds apart from the hustle and bustle of New York City, but it's only 45 minutes.
It's like poets and shit there. Yeah. It's just like got a really cool vibe.
Lots of famous sort of old movie stars and shit live out there, which you can see the appeal because then you can just go to New York City and fucking have a bit of fun and then come home. Anyway, it was at the time where his book hadn't even come out yet, This Is Marketing by Seth Godin. Mm-hmm. And we saw the book in person there, but then you bought a copy when we got back to Australia.
Isn't it funny that we should have asked for one? Because I just realized I was like, he was holding the book in the photo, but it probably just didn't feel appropriate.
Yeah. Yeah. He gave us some other stuff. He gave us other books. So, I mean, he was so generous.
Yeah.
So generous with his time and giving us stuff. Anyway, you somehow made this promise that you're going to rewrite the whole entire Seth Godin book because you want to take it in. You want to write the words that he's written to really absorb them into your mind.
Well, I was reading a book that was talking about, if you want to, it was talking about sales letters using it like in the 70s or 80s or whatever. And they were saying, take the best sales letters and rewrite them and then you'll retain it. And at the time, I was about to read This Is Marketing. Mm. And so I said, rather than just reading it, I'm going to rewrite the whole book.
I mean, it's crazy. It's like a 200 and something page.
300
and something page. Yeah. It'll take you months and months. And you've made promises. You've made promise after promise. And you want to deliver on that promise. And that's why I was happy that you posted that photo yesterday because it makes me feel like you're really sort of front-footing it and making it happen.
It's the first step for me to starting to put pen to paper.
You mean you haven't put pen to paper?
No, well...
Dude, it's the 11th of June.
But the thing is, if I did 15 pages a day starting today, I'll be fine.
I'd love to see a montage of the, if I did X, it would be done by X. Just a montage of the 10 times he said, I start tomorrow, you'll be done by then.
But I might actually start doing the live stream. You know, we spoke about live streaming. And so I'd live stream it if I was writing it.
I did think, did you see Dan Mace, who's a YouTuber, has got this new sort of season 2 of his, videos that he's releasing on YouTube, and it's all about people who have ideas that they haven't completed yet, and he's going to assist them in completing their idea.
Really?
And he's flying all around the world to help people achieve their ideas. And I thought,
made a shit video for him though, wouldn't it?
I mean, the traveling here and the stupidity of it and what we've got going on here and, you know.
What other things, what other admin did we say that we're going to do? What other promises? Have we sent out the squeegees?
No, not yet.
Oh guys, just to finish off, we've another promise we've come through on.
So I made this promise one Sunday night where there was a new app called Swoot, which is a podcasting app. And I said that if you recommended us on Swoot, we'd give you a hat.
And so we didn't have any hats. We didn't even know where to get them from.
Yeah.
The logo wasn't complete yet. It was.
I don't think it even started.
No, it was a complete schmozzle. But like all good things, you know.
I was still in Canada.
Think about that. It's been a promise. It's taken a while.
But we're here. We're here. And so if this is any sign of fulfilling promises, then I'm happy with this. So we've got a bunch of hats, the Daily Talk Show, the brand new logo that's on the back wall is on your noggin, and their trucker caps, and they were delivered, hand-delivered by Hayden Dibb. And as always, Hayden brings somebody with him, uninvited. It was his dad.
Yeah.
So he got me on a technicality once again because family members you can bring.
Yeah.
So fuck your Hayden.
And so, and so the hats, well, can we send them out today?
Yep.
Yeah.
Also, thanks to Mr. 97 for I got a notification. I had New Balance shoes that I bought last year, needed to return them because they were faulty, but they got me on a technicality, which is I don't like admin and I'm never going to send them back.
Which is how most companies, like the Mr. 97, the whack things you bring up, the things that you know of, like the IKEA mattress return policy.
Oh, yeah, 365 days, change your mind.
Yeah. You fucking slept in it for 364, you're gone. Yeah. Not happy.
I mean, the ultimate, this is why we can't have nice things.
Yeah, exactly. When Gronks take care of, when Gronks utilize the policy that was created purely for marketing purposes.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. It's,
yeah, he's definitely doing a bit of that. But the good thing is the New Balance shoes,
yeah.
I think it was in December or whatever, that like things are happening. I think that this 6 or 7 month cycle that we're working on, December, I think I spoke to New Balance.
Yeah.
Sent them. When did you send them? Friday?
Yeah, Friday last week.
And they've got them. So we'll see. They're going to be like, I got a notification. So we'll see how that goes. So that's good news. So promises are being made and upheld, and so we'll get those hats to everyone,
which I'm pumped about. So
any other? Oh yeah, we've got a little bit of admin.
It's all coming together, guys.
Let's have a look. I'm just going into our notes here from Bernard. Bernard says, so every time the heater do something, does the whole like electricity in this building shut?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think so.
Bernard says, great show, guys. This was, when was this from, 97?
I think it might have been either Friday's episode or Monday's episode.
Okay. He says, great show, guys. As a web designer, the website talk is so satisfying. And to be honest, the current site gave me a bit of anxiety.
Yeah.
Been thinking how cool a promise page and listener map page would be. Also, why not live stream the security footage 24/7? Ha ha. Hashtag real Truman Show.
I love that.
I've never actually seen Truman Show.
It's basically you're in the Truman Show. They're in this big dome. Actually, I'm fucking ruining it for you.
What do you mean? You're not meant to know that it was a dome?
Well, you kind of, it evolves, but he's in a dome. The premise is in this big dome that he's on Earth, but then they're all actors except this one guy, Truman. But then he starts to fucking catch on. Jim Carrey. It's an amazing movie.
It's a movie. Oh, not a TV show.
It's a, if you're willing to fucking watch not another teen movie and good not film. The Truman Show, dude, is an iconic film. The premise of it, it's like The Matrix. That's why I get so pissed off. It's because these ideas.
Do you know the thing with Matrix and all these things you're talking about?
Yeah.
They're not on Amazon Prime Video. The ones that you get on Amazon
Netflix,
Prime
most
Video.
Most of the things are on Netflix. Matrix was for a while, but then they take it off. There's a bunch of films that go on and come off and sort of go in and out.
All right. Well, you don't have to get that angry.
There is a
good documentary that I'll mention. I think it's called Josh 2.0. I'm not even joking. Yeah, it's 2015, was it? But basically it was a guy who had security cameras set up, and he could live. He was one of the original live streaming dudes.
Oh,
very
wow.
interesting.
We like what we're doing. I mean, this is daily vlogging, essentially. Daily Dear Diaries, every single day. That's what this it's more becoming. Just every single day.
Is that
talking
good?
About it? Yeah, I don't think we think about what it means in terms of how much people know about us.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
Just the detail, the granular detail about our existence, which I'm cool with. Like I think the format is very much controlled by us. You know, so I don't know. Fuck.
Yeah, there'll be a time where, because I was thinking about that, eventually with the website you're going to be able to search and we're plugging in the transcription of every single episode.
Yeah.
So you could search a topic on thedailytalkshow.com. This is coming in July.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to bring up a show. The thing is that, like, we've said some dumb shit in the last 366 episodes.
I mean, just even the last couple of episodes, not specifics that I know that I can think of, but I just listen back sometimes. I mean, Amy's listening to our show quite frequently, but I just listen. I'm just like, oh, I'm a fucking idiot. But this is how you learn, right? It's like this, it's rapid learning when you say shit that just doesn't feel good the next day.
But imagine what you could put together, like great highlights reel of why Tommy's a racist or something. And then we'll just put together.
And how I love Trump.
Yeah.
I can imagine. I've said the word Trump many times. Yeah, it's full on. I mean, you saw the Joe Rogan AI produced segments. It's it's so close to being just flawless. It's scary, but you know what?
You'll be right. What's the worst that could happen?
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
I feel like that could be a good grab when something goes really bad. We can put together all the what's the worst that could happen into a montage.
Yeah.
It's a daily talk show. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com is the email address. No, he says we didn't get any emails, did we, over the long weekend?
No, no emails.
We were so funny about doing the pre-recorded Monday to have the long weekend off, and I was fucking bracing myself for everyone complaining.
No one did? People have lives?
Yeah. Who would have thought?
We take it pretty seriously.
Yeah. It's a daily talk show. Also, thanks to the bearded fan who says, enjoying the show all the way from South Africa.
Yeah.
Like the studio setup.
Oh, and Display Labs, who created this fucking awesome sign for us.
Yeah, it is epic. They've done a great job. And they mounted it. And I actually, you'll notice whenever there's a task that requires multiple people to make a decision, my go-to is to walk away.
No, I appreciate that. You're about as handy as...
Well, because it's also like, oh, where do you guys want it? And I feel like there can be too many cooks. And so it was good.
I appreciate it.
I heard them say, oh, it looks awesome. And then I felt like I could come back down and see. Yeah. But go to our YouTube channel. Also, give us a like and subscribe. The thing is that when I said it last time, it had significantly more likes. So if you've made it this far, give us a like.
I think also, can you tell us what you interpret as the meaning of this logo?
Mm.
Then maybe we can start using that spiel to people when they say, what is this logo? So tell us, what do you think is the meaning behind this logo?
Oh, fuck, before we go, you probably didn't see it because I saw the email. And when I see an email...
You delete it.
No, I don't delete it, but then you miss it. It's very good. It's from Alexandra. Did you see this?
Oh, yes.
She's talking about, she said, I'll get straight to the point.
And hang on, Mr. 97, this is your job to find
emails. This should have been
emails. You said we got no emails over the weekend?
Well, we're doing Blame Tuesday, which is a new benchmark where you blamed you and 3D Dill for what was it?
Oh, no. We forgot to put the bins out and we haven't taken them out in 2 weeks. Mm. And so Dill was here first.
Yeah. But you specifically said, you know what, like, I mean, it's not just your, not just to blame you.
No. I was annoyed at myself. I was blaming myself because I was meaning to text him yesterday because he was coming in. And I was like, fuck, it's just annoying. Anyway,
so blaming 97 for not putting this in. But he said, but Alexandra said, she said, I'll get straight to the point. I would love to send you guys some cookies. I believe I've found the best. I should go actually back, read the first line.
Yeah.
Hi. Just listening to the most recent episode and was really inspired by Marianne.
The Uber Eats mystery delivery that we got.
Mm. I will get to straight to the point. Yep. I would love to send you guys some cookies. I believe I found the best recipe and they are perfect for Fat Fridays. I'm a big baker and cookies and brownies are my favorite thing that I hope to turn this passion into something in the near future. I can assure you this is legit, but I can completely understand if you feel it uneasy about some random bird sending you food. My Instagram is, and she put her Instagram, my Twitter is, if you want info on me, let me know. Thanks. I actually went, and the first thing I did was she sent that email at 12:21 p.m. on Saturday.
Yeah.
By 12:30, we were following her.
Oh, great.
And she's, yeah, she's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't tell whether she's, she would put something in the brownies, but I'm willing to roll the dice.
If we were in the
States. It's a funny story.
If we were in the
States. If I shit my pants because of some bad brownies.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking more like naughty brownies.
Anthrax.
Oh. No, no, like.
Anthrax is pretty naughty. That'll take you out.
Like Amsterdam kind of brownies.
Weed brownies.
Weed brownies.
Weed brownies. Weed brownies. But we're not in America. Like, I think it'd be be much easier to do it over in the States.
Do you remember when anthrax was a big thing?
Yeah. It used to get sent in the mail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really.
Luckily, no one uses the mail anymore.
Yeah, it's free. Other than the PO Box. PO Box 400, Abbotsford, Victoria 3067.
Josh gets done by anthrax.
Yeah.
The damn PO Box. No, but I want to take her up on those, the brownie and cookies thing. This is awesome. I love brownies and cookies.
It's a daily talk show. We'll see you tomorrow, guys.
See you guys.